On today's show, Mercedes-AMG debuts a new supercar powered by Formula One technology. Audi takes the wraps off a futuristic autonomous EV concept, and a look at how automotive retailers can boost their revenue. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, we've got a number of new reveals from the Frankfurt Auto Show, so let's jump right into it. Audi revealed a futuristic concept called the Akon. It's an autonomous electric car that can travel up to 800 kilometers or nearly 500 miles on a single charge. It's equipped with Level 5 autonomy, so that means no steering wheel, pedals, or other button controls are needed. Its seats can swivel up to 15 degrees to make it easier to talk to other passengers. In addition to the technology, the Akon showcases what Audi's future exterior and interior design could look like. BMW took the wraps off an electric concept called the iVision Dynamics. It's a four-door Grand Coupe that has a range of 373 miles, a top speed of over 120 miles per hour, and it can move from 0 to 60 in just 4 seconds. Land Rover unveiled a new off-road SUV called the Discovery SVX. As you can guess by the name, it's based on the Discovery, but it has a higher ground clearance, plus body and suspension lifts. It's powered by a 5-liter supercharged V8 gasoline engine that's mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. It will be the first Land Rover assembled by hand at its Special Vehicle Operations Technical Center beginning in 2018. But it wasn't all luxury at Frankfurt. Kia took the wraps off a couple of new models. First up is the Proceed concept, which made its world debut at the show. The concept is a hint at what the next Seed could look like, a vehicle Kia has sold in Europe since 2006. The company also revealed a new small crossover called the Stonic. The vehicle was created by Kia's European and Korean design studios and will be built in Korea. It's powered by a range of gasoline and diesel engines. The Kia Stonic goes on sale later this year in Europe. Still to come, Mercedes takes the wraps off three new vehicles.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Daimler recently announced it would electrify its entire lineup by 2022, and it's showing how it can do that in a number of different ways at the Frankfurt Motor Show. And let's start with a vehicle we talked a little bit about the other day, the GLC F-Cell. It's a plug-in hybrid fuel cell that can run solely on battery power or hydrogen power. The pre-production model with 4.4 kilograms of hydrogen on board will travel a little over 270 miles, and a fully charged battery gives the SUV an additional 30 or so miles of electric range. It's an interesting concept to be able to switch from battery to hydrogen power, but it sure does sound expensive. Next, we'll look at the Concept EQA. It's the first compact model to be shown under the automaker's all-electric EQ brand. Lighting plays a major part in this concept styling. The technology is based on laser fibers and is highlighted by a large horizontal taillight that stretches across the back of the car, a black panel that can be lit in a few different ways to serve as the grille, and thin, swooping lines that flow on the front, sides, and back. It's also an all-wheel drive model with two electric motors and a total output of up to 200 kilowatts. That's good enough for about 250 miles of driving range. And let's finish off with the most exciting. The Mercedes-AMG Project One is a two-seater supercar with Formula One hybrid technology. It features four electric motors, including one integrated into the turbocharger, which is said to help produce over 1,000 horsepower. It was developed as the ultimate track vehicle that can be also driven on the street and as a way to help celebrate AMG's 50th anniversary. And for even more from Frankfurt, be sure to check out our coverage. John is on the floor of the show interviewing the people who helped create these new reveals. Look for those interviews later today on our website, autolang.tv. Coming up next, a look at how car dealers can boost revenue with gap insurance.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
With hurricanes and floods in the news, automotive retailers have an opportunity to boost their revenue by educating car buyers on the advantages of gap insurance. In our AutoLine Spotlight with Ward's Auto that covers that topic, George Glassman from the Glassman Automotive Group explains the benefits of gap insurance.
I think it is a critical component of any purchase these days.
Why so?
Well, the reason is that, as you know, and I think everyone knows, cars are, they don't typically go up in value.
They never do.
In fact, they never do. So if I told you that I had a great stock tip for you and I know that it's going to go down tomorrow and the next day and the next day, you would not want it. You wouldn't buy that stock for good reason. This is not a piece of jewelry that's going to appreciate. So you don't want to put yourself at risk. And this isn't a sales tactic. It's 100% real life. We see it all the time. People buy a car if they don't purchase the gap coverage, which is going to pay the difference between what the insurance company, if there's a total, either by theft or any other manner where there's a complete loss of the vehicle, the insurance company is going to pay a certain value, and they're not paying attention, nor do they care what the loan value is. So people might be in that position where they buy that $35,000 car, $30,000 car. A year later, it's worth $20,000, yet their loan might be $25,000. And the insurance company will settle for that $20,000, and the bank's going to say, where's my $5,000? So I think it is absolutely critical that customers really understand it and take advantage of that coverage.
And it has to be bought on a lease. It's not an option to buy it.
Well, on the lease, and thank you, that's a great point. To the best of my knowledge, all of the OEMs include it as part of their lease, mm-hmm. because they don't want to have that situation where they're unprotected as the owner of the car. So if it's strong enough for the OEMs to make sure and the banks to make sure that they've got it on these lease agreements, you certainly would think that a consumer that is purchasing a car would do the same thing.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.